AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A letter was sent from the U.S. to Israel saying weapons funding might be cut if Israel doesn't do more to help people caught in the middle of fighting in Gaza. National Security spokesman John Kirby says this is not a threat.
The letter was simply meant to reiterate the sense of urgency we feel and the seriousness with which we feel it about the need for an increase, a dramatic increase in humanitarian assistance.
The State Department says a similar letter Secretary of State Antony Blinken sent to Israeli officials in April led to more humanitarian assistance getting to the Palestinian territory, but it did not last. Speaking at an economic forum in Chicago, former President Donald Trump was asked about the Capitol riot.
It was love and peace. And some people went to the Capitol. And a lot of strange things happened there, a lot of strange things with people being waved into the Capitol by police, with people screaming, go in, with that never got into trouble.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Detroit today. Officials say federal disaster workers paused and then changed some of their hurricane recovery efforts in North Carolina, including abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is speaking out.
The ongoing spread of misinformation about operations is not okay. It has got to stop. The federal family has been here, working side by side with the state since day one. These are people who put their lives on hold to help those who have lost everything.
The threats they could be targeted by a militia emerged over the weekend at a time when the government response to Helene is being targeted by rampant disinformation. The NFL says the 2028 Super Bowl will be played in Atlanta. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. This is the prime tourist season in parts of New England. Leaves are changing colors. There are tour buses, train rides, and just car rides to see the splendid hues of red, orange, and bronze leaves.
It is beautiful. We don't have that in Iowa.
Gordon Cochran was riding a bus. Vicky Bosch from Fort Wayne, Indiana, made the trip with her sisters. She was impressed with the leaves she saw in Vermont.
Very pretty on the mountains because the sun was out yesterday, and so that makes them pop more.
Teddy Willie is the general manager of the Frog Rock Tavern in Meredith, New Hampshire. He says leaf peeping is the most accessible tourist thing you can do.
You don't have to have the athleticism to be a hiker. You don't have to have the money to own a boat or any other type of equipment. You just need to be able to get in a vehicle or on a bus or a van and be able to head north.
One problem is global warming has brought drought that causes leaves to turn brown and wither before they can reach their colorful peak. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.